Welcome to the very first episode of...
Oh, sorry.
Okay, let's try again, try again. Hey, welcome everybody to the very first episode of...
The Two Bag.
My name is Bing Chen, and you can call me BQ. And today I have my co-host with me.
Hi, I'm Skylar.
Hello, Skylar. So, for those of you all who are listening right now, and you have no idea what the hell is going on, we are a bunch of film students currently studying in Ngee Ann Poly right now. So in Ngee Ann Poly, we have this course called Film, Sound and Video. So this podcast that we're doing is something that we're having a little fun trying out lah. So because we are in FMS, School of Film and Media Studies, and during our holidays, we have decided to start a YouTube channel called What, which is now called What the Sheep. And today we have two very special guests with me, and they are the founders of What's the Sheep. Hello!
Whoa. Hello!
Hello!
Do you want to introduce yourself? Okay, okay. So today... I have today with me Mario and En Tian.
Supreme Overlord.
No, I'm not Supreme Overlord. I'm not.
Yeah. That's her title.
Okay.
And that's her position.
Okay, do you guys want to give me a short introduction to what is this channel? What is this monstrosity that we have created the past few months?
Yes. En Tian?
Don't be shy, come on.
It's not monstrosity. It's great.
Yeah, how can you say it's monstrosity? You're part of the channel.
But you're,
okay. And you always appear on the video.
Okay, yeah. Hey, this is my show. Okay, but seriously, this is my show, so I control y'all now.
Wow, okay, thanks.
Silence the phone. Okay, wait. Yeah, but yeah, okay, so can you guys give me like, okay, if I give you like 5 minutes, how would you describe this YouTube channel?
Wait.
And okay, like introduce this channel to newer viewers that who may or may not have heard of this YouTube channel called What? En Tian, you wanna?
Oh, we are a PG-13 channel. We are.
Yes, PG-13. That's all we are known for, PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13.
No, we create comedy sketches, 30 seconds, while we are still in holidays, and then we release them every week.
Okay. So yeah, so we are actually in year 3 poly right now, and because we are going into our internship in a few weeks' time, or few days' time, this is something that we are passionate about, and we share our filmmaking experience outside of school through this YouTube channel. And this is our official podcast, and we are here to discuss and share about ourselves lah. For me personally, I like film. I like to watch movies. I like to watch Netflix. Not so much anime, but basically a lot of real life stuff. So I'm curious, guys, like, why film? What made you decide to come into this film industry or come into film school?
No one stuff.
I started in film because I like stories, or at least like discovering more about human nature. I wanted to become a psychologist at first. I was gearing towards that route when I was in JC, but I dropped out because of various reasons. That might be a story for another day.
Okay, sure.
Yeah. No, I think I'm very attracted to the idea of exploring the human condition. Or at least how do humans operate in some sense? Why do you do the things that you want to do? And one of the ways I realized that is that movies are actually a great medium to discover this inherent interaction or behavior in humans and why society is the way it is. It's interesting because I didn't approach film in a sense like those kind of comic book or action films, but I sort of started going into it in the form of literature.
So as a form of another medium to showcase human behavior lah.
I'm
getting from you.
It's not just showcase, but also I think in the process you also explore a little bit about that on your own, and you discover for yourself, and you find out and you better understand why things are the way things are, or why
things happen,
why things in society operate in that particular manner. And I think that's interesting for me.
Mm.
I found it fascinating.
Interesting, interesting. Okay, Antian.
Let's
go.
Well, it's not as deep as what Mario just shared.
Okay.
Mine's quite straightforward. It's just that I like to watch. I mean, from young, I like to watch cartoon. Then after I watch movies, then I watch drama. Then one day I was thinking, why should I just watch them when I can make them?
Ah, and okay.
Yeah. So I decided to come film. Because I felt I was very wasted if I just spend every day just watching films and so on and so. And then if I have an idea for something, nobody's going to make it. I don't know who I should tell. So might as well just make it on my own.
Mm.
Yeah.
Actually, I find that it's actually pretty similar to me. Because when I started watching a lot of YouTube, like binge watching, I don't know, for some reason, right, my YouTube, I suddenly turned to watching vlogs on like American, Canadian YouTubers. So they were vlogging, right, because they said, you know, you can start to make films using your smartphones. So I found it interesting that why not just watch them when you can make them. I found this mentality pretty interesting that you shared lah.
So ever since then, you started taking your phone in.
Yeah, so like a little fun fact about me, I have a YouTube channel. No one can find it, by the way. I used it.
Is that a challenge?
No.
Is that a challenge?
But it's part of my EE portfolio, and that's how I came to Nian. So because of this YouTube channel that I started making, yeah, I essentially took out my smartphone back in Sec 2, Sec 3, and then I made vlogs for myself. I was inspired by YouTubers, ma.
That's 4 years ago, right?
Yeah, around there. So I thought that was cool too. Why not just watch them? You can make them.
I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah, you've seen it. I think you've seen it before. So.
I've seen it before.
Yeah.
Can you describe it?
I think there's one, he went to Korea on a school trip, right?
Yeah.
Wait, how do you find
for
out?
For those who know at home, you know. That's all I'm going to say.
No, you can't just stop there.
I can't say it. It's so cringy.
You have to say it. I'll force it out of you.
No. But all you need to know right now, you can find it later after we end the podcast, but...
No, tell me now!
Okay, it's... God damn it. So you know I'm bald, right?
What?
What? Okay, we're here to expose secrets, so like... Yeah, so my YouTube channel right now, if you find on YouTube...
Oh,
Fall Guy Studios.
Yeah.
Oh my god, really? I've heard of it somewhere.
It's because it's in my Google Gmail account name or something, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So if you can find, you can call me.
Wait, I think I see that.
Oh, yeah, I'll go check it. But yeah, it's, so what you see in the YouTube channel is my portfolio that I used to enter EAE in Nian. And after I entered Nian, the YouTube channel sort of like stale lah, because, you know, school projects and stuff.
So what you're saying is blackmail material.
Yes, but no. Just let's move on. Let's move on. Okay, anyways. So
new profile pic.
That's essentially how I started my filmmaking journey. I sort of like took over from Antian, but I sort of related to that statement that you had lah. Because after all, filmmaking is essentially storytelling. And we want to share ourselves, not just through social media, but through the film, the videos that we make. You know, and this YouTube channel that we have right now is also a comedy sketch, and I find that it's interesting that we share this comedy with this lameness that we have to random people on the internet. So yeah, back to Skylar, my co-host.
What was the question?
Sorry. What made you come into film? Like, why Nian FSV? Film sound video?
I think in secondary school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I was considering a few things, maybe like engineering or something like that. Cause I did D&T. And I was like, not bad at it.
Same.
I thought like, why not?
Yeah.
But then, I don't know. Then my mother suggested to me psychology. So I was like, oh, psychology. That's pretty interesting. You can learn to read people. And then after that, also film. I just knew that like I didn't want to do like something boring like business studies or something.
Oh.
Not trying to say it's bad or anything. I just didn't want to do something boring. So like
throwing shade at the business people.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So I just picked it because like it's interesting, but it was also something that like I've been like kind of doing. Like I like to like make videos sometimes, like just for fun. Then I just like, why not just like you know, just
is there another YouTube channel? Yeah, what's
is there a portfolio that you have that we can?
Interesting.
I shall not review it.
Interesting.
No, I revealed mine. You're gonna review yours.
Yeah.
Show me mine. Wait, what?
What's
show you. I show you more. Show you yours. Now you gotta show me mine.
Huh?
What?
I don't remember.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. I'm sure that
that's a fat lie.
But I'm guessing you made videos for fun back in when you were younger,
I didn't do vlogs. I did stop motion videos.
So you didn't make stop motion? Wait.
I did Lego stop motion videos. Yeah, but that's how I came to SSV.
Okay.
EE also?
No.
JE.
Damn.
Oh, okay. So the stop motion, is it like hand drawn frame by frame?
No, Lego.
Wait, you got Lego. Lego, you need to share.
Why not we talk a little bit about this? Yeah, right. So
they're not very long, they're like 10 seconds though.
It's okay.
We need to pit the two of you together and see who is the best.
Okay, so probably Antenna.
Okay, why not we change the topic to Antenna stop.
What?
Lego stop motion. So for those of you who, I'm not exposed to you a bit if you don't mind. So for those of you who don't know at home, Antenna has another YouTube channel.
Oh, but I don't Lego.
It's still there. The Lego stop. So Antenna has a YouTube channel for what? Lego stop motion also. And I saw some of the videos and I thought that it was pretty interesting. So
thank you.
And you even made some.
Hey, oh yeah, and you even won the Cannes Film Festival Award.
Huh? Right?
What? No.
No.
Sundance Film
Festival. Yeah. How do you know that?
Oh,
yeah.
My god. okay, but no, I think there were some school projects that you use Lego to shoot, right?
Yeah.
And the stop motion became the final assignment that you submitted in school. Lego was actually very fun. Yeah.
Yeah, Lego's very fun. It's very expensive also.
Yeah, okay, but I guess that pretty much summarizes what we have. Let's start with coming to Ngee Ann. What kind of expectations did you have when you enter FSV? Okay, maybe I'll start with myself first lah. So coming to NP FSV, right, I thought that we're gonna make Hollywood film, we're gonna make short film, like script writing, directing and whatever. I thought it was fun but scary. But thinking back on it, right, I think it was a very big learning experience because you have to do teamwork. So teamwork is something that I usually struggle with a lot because I used to be very shy. And now that I'm talking a lot and have
is this opened still scary? Up
my, it's still scary, but not as scary as I was back then. Because back then, when you have to work in a team with strangers that are your classmates, it's scary, definitely, because you don't know these people. And getting to know people is something that I used to struggle with. And in fact, I think I still struggle with a little bit now. But back then in year one, right, when we started film, I think I was a little bit shy, but very, very closed off. And thinking back on it right now, year two and going to year three, I think I opened up a little bit more. And yeah, filmmaking, teamwork, it's something that it's a really inspiring thing that I want to share with people. So you don't have to, even if you're in a school setting and you're shy,
But that's hard.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard lah, but when you be yourself, you can choose who you want to be friends with, you choose how much you want to open up. But I encourage you to just go with the flow lah.
That's hard. I think there's a very big initial fear that comes with opening up. I'm not sure about y'all, but I think every one of us here are introverts, right?
I think so.
You're introvert.
Very, very obvious.
I'm an introvert that has, As he has quoted, as I'm quoting him, opened up like a flower, like a lotus flower. I've matured.
Isn't that extra?
No, but there is still a very big initial fear because you never know how people might perceive you. And a big part of the fear is like you don't want to share your most guarded secrets.
It comes from a place of insecurity lah, that comes with for me lah, like when I talk to people, sometimes you're scared that how if I say this something like this, how will people perceive me?
Oh yeah.
And overcoming this fear is something that will take a lot of courage, ma.
Yeah. I have that all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. All the time.
And that's, I think that's something that introverts, like, all around Singapore, especially people our age.
Sometimes you say something.
Yeah.
Then immediately after that, you regret it. Like, oh my god.
Oh my god. If in text, right, you can lead message, but in real life, you can't.
It's even in text, sometimes, like, you send something, then, like, oh my god, what did I just send?
Back to, so back in Ngee Ann, year one, I was shy and... Actually, secondary school all the way to year two around here, less shy. Now I'm hosting a podcast.
What changed?
Yeah. What changed?
Actually, I feel like every one of us changed since year one-ish.
Ooh.
Right?
How has your journey in Ngee Ann changed yourself, Skyler?
I had no expectation. I don't remember it, but I don't remember having like any like.
Oh, you don't remember it because of trauma? Or...
No, I don't think so.
PTSD.
I don't know. I think probably just like, I just came with an open mind. I tried.
Like, how did you? Try or like slowly,
as in like I just went in with like you know, like I just see how it goes, or just to feel what this whole course is like. So like nothing, not really any expectations whatsoever.
Did you want to be a director or something, or did you go in thinking like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that?
Not really.
Or you were open to trying everything?
Did you go in like,
kind of,
FSB then say, oh, I want to be an astrophysicist?
No.
I've studied Interstellar.
No, I think probably the closest to that is like, I was most interested in sound already. Yeah.
Only sound?
Nothing as in out. Most interested.
Yeah. Oh, how
most
can you say only sound? Sound is like such a major component.
No, I'm just.
I think
how dare you diss us?
I think people don't recognize this enough. Yeah, I talked to you before. Yeah, right? Yeah. Like sound is very important.
Sound design.
Yes.
So yeah, we had a module in sound design. So how was that module for you?
Crappy. We didn't learn much.
Yeah.
Sound cool, like most of the module, I think you're supposed to go to the audio lab to
figure out.
Get practical with recording the stuff, right?
Mm.
But because of COVID, we didn't get to do much practical.
Mm.
I think got one session. Oh, we were supposed to learn, I think, an equipment in school. Like
the back box
like thing? Microphone and microphone and mixer.
Mixer thingy.
But what happened was it got changed to an essay. Remember the right. Sound design essay they had to write?
Yeah,
the 1,500 words analyzing sound.
Yeah, then we had to analyze a video or something, right? From YouTube or like Oh my god, so long ago.
That was a pain.
Yeah. Back to Ngee Ann, like film students. Antian, Mario.
Yes.
When you come into Ngee Ann, you said you wanted to be. You didn't want to be a psychologist anymore. Like, you didn't want to study psychology.
No, I stopped wanting to become psychologist because I was quite jaded with JC. Mm. You all never been to JC before,
no.
But it's very tough because they cram a lot of topics and content into 2 years. Mm-hmm. Actually, not even 2 years, it's 1 year. Because you need to finish learning all of your modules within 1.5 years, right?
Mm.
Then the half year that you have left is meant for revision. And this is talking about...
Oh, shit.
One lecture or 1 week itself, right, could have about 60 pages of biology notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It just feels very overwhelming.
It's a lot. It's overwhelming. Yeah. And I think the terrible part about JC lectures is also it's very monotonous.
Oh, like the teacher just talks.
Yeah. Within 3 months, right, every lecture I go in, right, no matter, even if I slept for like 8 or 10 hours the night beforehand, right, within 15 minutes, I would just fall asleep in lecture without fail.
That's how bad it was.
It was bad.
That bad, huh?
But after 1 year, I left JC because I realized that within I think it was my promotional exams, which is the final exam. Mm.
Yeah, I heard about that.
I got decent grades. But I realized over the holidays, over the December holidays, right, within a month, I forgot everything that I've memorized. And wow. That's when I realized that I was in JC, I was not learning anything. I was just memorizing stuff.
That you probably won't apply in the future. La.
Yeah, and yeah, I've become quite disillusioned with the whole learning system there.
Mm.
So I decided, okay.
JC is not for you?
It's not for me. I should stop now.
Because it's a waste of time. Like, no offense to all JC students out there, but I...
It was a waste of time for me. But for people who want to go down that route, it's still the fastest and the most recognized one.
Mm.
I mean, even if another person, let's say, were to say that he or she wants to quit JC, ironically, I might advise him or her to rethink that decision also.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So yeah, so what do you guys think coming from non-JC paths? Like, the three of us, Antian, Skylar, and myself, we come from secondary school O level.
Have you ever considered going JC before?
Right. Okay, so for
what happened?
Huh?
What grabbed you from the jaws of death?
I don't know, probably like stories, I guess. Like
what kind of stories?
To me it was basically
what kind of stories?
Like your seniors or but just like from friends or whatever, then like I don't know, to me it was basically like secondary school but harder and boring. So like I don't wanna.
Oh yeah. By the second year I heard my friends were managing about 4 to 5 sleeps for 3 months. And 4 to 5 hours of sleep for 3 to 4 months straight. Yeah.
Wow.
That was the lead up to the actual A levels.
But it's not so much different with our course, right?
It's what?
Not so much different with our course.
No, but I feel like your course, you have to be driven to do that.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, but 4 to 5 hours for 3 to 4 months, that's, you guys are managing that?
No, I'm getting my sleep, of course.
No, poly is a lot easier.
Poly, at least you can do your things at your own pace.
There's a lot of holidays.
Yeah. But yeah, back to JC. So Antian, you come from EAE, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also come from EAE. Why do you think JC is not for you? Like, okay, maybe for me, I say JC is not for me because in secondary school, right, I hated studying. Like, okay, not really hated, but I disliked it lah, because it was something that I felt like was a chore. I go to school every morning, I sing national anthem. No offense, but national anthem is quite okay, but I sing national anthem.
The boring national anthem.
But yeah, I felt that it was the same. It felt like a chore, like a 9-to-5 job. Like I didn't enjoy it. I study for what? That kind of feeling, like, you know, almost depressing, but not that depressing. I mean, there are people that have depression, but I'm just saying that it wasn't the right study path and studying style for me. So thinking about going to poly, where it's sort of studying, but in a different approach. That's something that I really look forward to when I graduated O-levels. And after I take my O-levels, I'm like, oh, hell is over. I mean, that's what I was thinking like back then. So I don't know how it was for you.
I think quite similar to everyone is that I don't want to study what I don't want to study.
Mm.
And then when I found out about this course, I realized that, hey, maybe this is what I want to do. Like, I seem to enjoy what they are going to offer. So I'm like, why not try this path? So if, for example, if I didn't like film and then I didn't know what I'm doing in my career, then most likely I'm just going to go JC. Yeah. And I was taking a risk. I was saying, like, I was telling myself, if I don't pass EAE, then I'll go JC. So yeah, if I pass EAE, then I'll come here, because you definitely have to come here. So yeah, I passed my EAE. Or else I'll have been JC. No, I've graduated with JC by now. So yeah.
Yeah.
And JC's is like the graveyard for lost souls. You don't know what you want to do in the future. You don't know what university degree you want. You go there. Yeah. But then you're mixed in with people who know exactly what they want to do.
Mm.
And then the competition is like... Like the learning curve is just very high. Actually, for film also, it's pretty high for y'all.
The industry.
The industry, yeah. What do you guys think of the film industry? in Singapore. Now that we have our skill sets in film, now year three, right, we're gonna start our internships, we're gonna start our final year projects. How do you think the film industry is suitable for people our age in, like, in Singapore?
It's too small.
Too small?
I think everyone can agree it's too small. That's why everyone's seeking the opportunity internationally. And number one, because the market is so small, our audience are smaller compared to others.
Right.
To start off with. So we're already lacking already in the first place.
Yeah, because like when you want to make money in Singapore, right, it's like you can't do short films. You can't do feature length films because it's not very, it can't make money. The only thing that makes money in Singapore, at least to my knowledge, is corporate videos. And
advertisement, yeah.
Advertisements, lah. And like you see government paid projects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, construction.
The construction's gonna go on until...
Yeah. Which is fine, we just carry on.
Yeah, this is our first episode.
Just as if like working stuff. Guys!
That's why we need sponsorship too.
Yeah, yes. We need a sponsor. By the way, this episode is sponsored by Apple.
If you believe.
Please give us money.
Money?
Okay, we go for a PP break.
Okay, now we're back. Okay, yeah. Sorry about that. We have terrible sound. But let's talk a little bit about our interests and hobbies outside of school. So I know that we've been doing what YouTube channel for a little while now. So like, besides what other interests or hobbies do you guys have?
I don't have any hobby. What is my hobby?
I profess my
love for what?
What?
Yes. So
yeah, okay, let's talk a little bit about that. Why is what so special to you?
Me? What's so special?
Yeah, y'all are the creators of what, right? Y'all are the supreme overlords that we bow down
not
to
supreme
you.
Supreme overlord? No.
And
I'm
the
not.
Supreme overlord assistant.
Slave. No.
No, seriously. Like, we've been at this channel for a few months now, and we've been uploading consistently every single Saturday. Please subscribe. Thank you. Why is it so special to you? Maybe for me, right? I want to say it's special for me. It's because... it's something that I enjoy doing with my friends in school. It's something that I enjoy filming and editing and watching the reactions from my other friends who don't do film. And seeing this play out in front of me gives me joy that I can make someone's day happier with a small video. That's why it's so special for me to have this channel that I belong to, lah. And I'm wondering how it is for you guys.
Me? Okay,
yeah,
me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this channel so special for me?
Yeah.
It's not. I'm trapped, help me. She's keeping me hostage.
Yeah.
I just a couple of weeks before I joined FSV, I wanted to do a comedy sketch channel featuring yours truly. I'm not sure if you have seen it before. Have you seen it before?
No.
I don't think so.
I've released one episode, but I stopped because of like
yourself talking.
Yeah. It was.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
How am I not aware of this?
It was I actually wanted to do 52 weeks and release once
what?
Every week.
Bro.
But then I realized the workload was coming too much.
Oh.
It was actually called 52 weeks of shenanigans. And
so you do every week one video for 52 weeks?
Yeah, and I wanted to play like a character, you know, like The Office. One character throughout, and then you sort of like track the progress. And I had actually wrote out like 13 weeks of scripts.
Ooh. So where's the script now?
In your storage vault. Never to see daylight.
That's our next objective.
We'll find it one day.
Yeah.
New video content.
Yeah, new video.
No. I can show you later.
Okay, okay.
But yeah, I was actually inspired by this talk show host, Conan O'Brien.
Ooh. Ah, that handsome lad that I've talked before.
Do you know him?
Some orange hair guy. Like,
Do you just bluff your way out, right? You don't even know who he is.
No.
How can you? Do y'all know who is
Conan?
I've heard
of him lah.
The remote.
Yeah, you should know. I've sent you so many times.
I support James Corden instead.
This is disgusting.
Yeah, you made. So where did... So, where?
Storage vault.
Storage vault. no more already. Never to be seen by daylight.
Never seen daylight.
It's okay, we'll find it one day. And
you have to crawl through my archive. Why did we start this channel? Why is it so precious?
Why is it
so, So
comedy sketch, yeah.
I wanted to start this comedy sketch also in part because I wanted to try doing those kinds of comedy sketches again. But I realized that doing it with just one person and alone is quite an uphill task.
Mm.
And especially with video content, which saps a lot of time and energy and effort, that is very hard to do. Plus, I think we went through like multiple semesters of FSV already.
Mm.
And during semester, it's quite hard to work on additional
video stuff.
Videos. Because it's already hectic enough. So I think I approached En Tian regarding the channel. I wanted to do those sketches that I was talking about, but those were 2 to 3 minutes long.
Oh,
yeah.
So not like 10 seconds or 30 seconds.
No. Those are 2 to 3 minutes long. That's why it took too much time.
Wonder.
So I chanced upon a YouTube channel called Cracker Milk.
Yeah.
Right, Cracker Milk. I've never heard of them. Thanks for being so inspirational, guys.
Shut up, we have been watching them for how many months already?
Yeah, our inspiration for
I've
audience.
I've never heard of Cracker Milk.
Yeah, no, they do 30 second videos on YouTube. Comedy sketches too.
Right.
So I was wondering, hey, why not? Let's try that format because it works. It's a lot easier to produce. And if we were to do a weekly schedule wise,
it's possible.
It's possible to have enough done during the holiday so that you can continue releasing throughout the semester.
Ooh.
And I think one of the biggest factors that En Tian and I discussed was that we didn't want to have a lapse in regularity. Because what we are observing is that most YouTube channels, when they started with their friends, without the regularity in content, without the drive to make sure that there are videos pushed out.
Mm.
On a consistent basis, the tendency is for people to say, okay, maybe I'll release it next week, and they'll postpone. And eventually, the energy was supposed to
the passion
to keep the channel alive is gone.
Okay.
And that was something that we wanted to avoid, and this was something that we discussed earlier. That's why initially I think En Tian wanted to go for like Key and Peele kind of shorts, 2 to 3 minutes long, right?
Well, I think you also initiated Key and Peele. Then I was like, oh, Key and Peele looks not bad.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah.
Decent, yeah.
But what's Key and Peele? Okay. Honestly, I have never heard. Okay, maybe I've heard of it, but
No,
don't kill me. But I don't remember watching anyone named.
No,
how do you spell clean?
Keychain and Peele with an E at the back.
P E E L.
Yeah, P-E-L-E.
Yeah.
You've heard before?
Yes.
The Get Out director.
Have you been living under a rock?
I have been living under a rock.
Can you?
I'm disappointed.
Do you know the substitute teacher?
Huh?
The video?
Substitute teacher.
What
Kim Kyu? That's the one where the guy is sweating.
Yeah. The meme of the guy sweating a lot. Why you so uncultured?
I'm like the worst podcast host ever. I'm so sorry.
So incredibly uncultured.
Yeah, Key and Peele. I've never heard of Key and Peele.
No, I think you watched it before, but you didn't know it was called Key and Peele. I legit.
Okay, anyways. Yeah, I'll watch it later. Fine, but I'm sorry for living under a rock. But why didn't you? So, Key and Peele, why didn't you want to do it?
Cost time factor.
Their standard is very, very good.
Oh.
And the script, they have dialogue. I think it's written well. If you want to compare to just 10 seconds, I think...
It takes too much time and effort to produce. And it's not saying that we don't want to do quality.
Mm.
I think we would love to have quality.
Mm.
But it's just that we're looking at what we are sacrificing in terms of
going for that
level of quality.
Mm.
It might be too demanding for us.
Mm.
And it will turn people off.
Yeah, so that's why we decided to do Cracker Milk, because it's very easy to not very easy, but it's relatively
simple.
Easier than other types of videos to produce, lah.
Yeah. So it was a very it was more of an economical decision.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when you had this when you wanted to do this, how did Eunthian feel?
how did you feel when Mario approached you? I thought you should ask Mario first. No, I've been leading the questions. It's your turn, okay?
I was quite surprised Mario approached me.
Why?
I thought he'll find somebody else to do it. And I was like asking myself, why would he ask me to do it?
What was the reason that your mind conjured that as to why I would ask you?
I think it was because before that we did projects together. Then I was like, I think I said some lame stuff. Yeah, I was thinking. Yeah. So basically, for one of shoot, I bought because it's like a wrap. So I bought wrap for dinner.
Wrap?
Yeah.
WRAP?
Yeah. So we can say it's a wrap, like legit.
I saw this on Insta story, right?
Yeah,
okay. So for those of y'all who are listening right now, so Mario and Eunthian used to do a school project together. So on the last day of shoot,
school project.
So they do a school project for a film lah. And then the last day of shoot, right? Eunthian brought wraps, like grilled chicken wrap.
Yeah, kebabs.
I don't know.
Just for the sake of the pun, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
How amazing is that?
Thank you.
It was a very disappointing day for mankind.
Bro, that's cool.
No, but everyone was smiling. I wasted an option.
Oh, it's a wrap.
I don't remember. It's a wrap. I locked it off my memory. It was okay. Bad puns that leaked into our video culture.
Okay, yeah. So after you approach Eunthian with this concept, what happened next? You all were considering who to choose.
Or we were like Nazi Germany, the Gestapo, and we're like scribbling names or who
top
must
secret,
be
top,
yeah,
secret.
Top secret.
Yeah, we're gonna like flip through the candidates one by one.
We left them cryptic messages.
Oh my god, wait, we need to talk about that. So how did what start? Oh my god, I suddenly remember this already. Skylar, do you remember? The message that they made to join the Discord server.
Okay.
So let's give our listeners some context. So back in when we first started what, Mario and Eunthian, they texted us a cryptic message. Encrypted message. With
both
me.
Cryptic and encrypted.
So y'all made a Discord server and then y'all gave the link Discord, the join link /number letter, for example, and then
No, we didn't give that.
Huh? Y'all didn't give
we
that.
Gave a riddle. And yeah, we told you and the day beforehand we told you that
oh
would
God.
Be the code.
Yeah, you need
the Discord server. Yeah, we were thoroughly disappointed with the results.
Yeah.
No one attempted to do the riddle at all.
They just
until
waited
the last 1 or 2 hours. Before the eye, like, oh my god.
Nobody
This is probably the worst start to the channel ever. Yeah, then we were like, oh my god. I think both of us like, oh my god,
it was
we regretted
also,
calling them.
It was also important to say that we didn't know who else was invited. I didn't know who was invited, so I didn't have any help to solve the riddle.
That's the whole point. You're supposed to figure out on your own.
Oh my god. Huh? So bad.
Then
I was so dumb, like I look at the poem, the poem, right? I was like, I can't solve anything. I can't study for shit, right?
No, it's quite...
No, you went back to play Mobile Legends as reported by Eunthian.
What?
I was...
Okay.
I think so. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was playing my friend.
Yeah, then you
time.
Decided not to turn out because you couldn't guess the riddle.
Yeah, I was like super down. I was like, this is such a... I was like, I'm so bad. It's okay. It's not worth my time anymore.
Then you decided
wow.
not to join.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, oh, dang
what
it.
A,
I
what
can't
a,
do this anymore.
What a great start to the channel.
But then when we joined, so after, I think after like 30 minutes or something, then y'all released the...
By the way, Eunthian and I also planned a skit.
Yeah!
But we cancelled because of the low participation rates.
It was so disappointing.
And the low enthusiasm rates.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, y'all missed
it. It was
yeah.
disappointing. It was a disappointing day. We were like, we regret.
But yeah, after we joined the Discord server, then we were looking at the Discord voice channel. We were like, oh, it's our classmates. I mean, for me, I'm like, so did you guys solve the riddle also?
everyone
was like, no, we didn't solve the riddle. No.
No, I think only one person solved.
No, but I think type wrong. Is I don't do it.
Oh, no, no, no. I remember something now. I solved the riddle, but I didn't enter the last I entered the last number wrongly or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like 90% correct. So after 90% correct, I thought it was wrong. Then I went back to try other things, and that's
why I gave you so many hints. I think I gave you the most hints.
Yeah, you gave me a lot of hints, and I was very close to solving it. But since it was wrong, right? I thought it was wrong. I decided to like not try anymore
and go back playing Mobile
Legends. Yeah, send out to join the channel.
Yeah, so one person actually managed to solve it, and
I forgot who was it.
Is it Sky or?
I don't think so. I spent the whole.
No, it's either Andy or Fronia.
Yeah, I think it's Andy.
Oh yeah, she got it. But I don't know why she didn't get the link. Then I'm like, oh my god, that's correct code. Why is it she not?
I think she put a space or something, so it didn't get.
Oh right.
So in the end, none of us actually joined the Discord server link.
We need to give the actual. I remember we sent I think Fronia the link. Then we say like, enter code here. Then she click. Then she really. She thought the enter the code was the code.
Oh my god.
I don't know if it's her, but yeah.
Okay, anyways, like, yeah, then we joined the server, and then that was the start of it, lah. We started to, Auntie and Mario, you guys were like, hey, welcome to this server where we're gonna make YouTube videos, lah. And for fun and for how.
Okay, be honest. Do you thought it was a prank? Do you think it was a prank?
I thought it was not a prank. I thought it was something serious, and like a very serious organization because of the cryptic message. I thought it was some secret society, right? Join this, and you shall be enlightened.
Do you think it was a prank?
No, because we talked about it in school one time.
Really?
I don't think so. Really? Very briefly, I don't remember.
Like walking out of school. You suggested something.
Maybe you pulled off
your... So, and also your message was like serious. So I was just like, oh, okay.
Wait, does it sound really serious?
I'm pretty sure like a couple of them thought it was a prank.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was a prank. Because if it was a prank, right, you all wouldn't sound so serious.
It was a serious prank.
Yeah, I mean, I've known Mario and I know En Dian for quite a while now, and I know Mario is a very serious person when it comes to work. And for En Dian, right, when you work hustle hard, you don't actually joke around. So when y'all approach this thing with like some weird concoction of a message, I'm like, this is serious, but I'm not good enough to solve this puzzle, so I'm just gonna go play my game. So yeah,
that was day. And we wanted to make something that was more like treasure hunt, you know? One riddle lead to the next riddle.
Like a Running Man kind of thing.
Yeah, online.
But then we were like, oh, a bit too complicated. Maybe they won't like.
And then we were right.
And then we did a simple one.
It's just that riddle.
Yeah. It's okay. And then we started to make videos. So we had a pitching session like a week after that.
Yeah.
And then we made videos during the holidays, lah. Okay, now that now our viewers or like our listeners more or less understand our channel. Now that we have some videos ready, so when you spread this channel to your friends, right, outside of school, how did your friends react? Or like your friends and family?
Tell them the story of your church people.
Yeah, so like when you shared these videos with your friends at church, right? So like, how did they react?
At first I posted it on my Instagram, but then I thought it was some spam, so they didn't view it. Then some of them who view it, then they're like, oh, okay, yeah. Then after that, there was, I don't know, I showed it to them live, then they say, oh, I watched this before already. They're like, oh, okay. Then I decided not to share it to them, because...
I bet you they were judging you.
No, I'll wait for our videos to get better and viral for them to figure out themselves.
Ooh. Oh, you got one viral video already?
Let's talk about that later.
Yeah, so for me, right, my friends were like, because I go to play arcade a lot, and my arcade friends were like, they were super into it because we were all lame. So for example, the Supreme Overlord video, you know that video, right? We became a cult for like a few days. Everyone was like, Supreme Overlord.
They were bonding down with you.
Yeah, they were in the MRT together with me. Then they were like, Supreme Overlord, Supreme Overlord.
We should do a recurring sketch.
Okay, let's talk about our first video, the slapstick comedy.
I don't know, this one, y'all filmed it.
Yeah, so...
Right? What was it like?
So when we released that video, the first ever what video? How do you guys react?
Yeah, okay, so
because we were two the actor inside, right?
Wait, you haven't talked, you talked at least.
Yeah.
You gotta talk, contribute to the discussion. About slapping?
I'm moderator, yes.
Mr. Moderator. Like, because the first video is like between me and you, right? Like you slapped me with a stick. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was fun.
It was fun.
I do it again.
It was fun getting slapped. No, it, you know, it wasn't, but it was fun to film lah, but yeah.
I think everyone can agree that it's fun to beat Bing Chen up.
Yes.
No, it's Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm Lawrence. You can call me Lawrence or Bing Chen, but I prefer BQ.
Yeah,
so, so for those of you who don't know, my Christian name is Lawrence.
It's given... Christian.
Nah, but,
wait. Okay.
You know, it's not Christian,
let's,
but my
let's
English
talk, Let's talk about
English
this a bit.
Name. It's not Christian name, sorry. It's English name. I say wrong. But I don't know.
But you still have a portrait of Jesus at home.
In my house, yeah.
Great. Could you explain that?
No, we're going too far off track.
No, but let's discuss that.
Why do you think... What's that to discuss?
Why do you think it was there? It was there with a purpose, right?
I think religion is something that it's just your way of life. It's your way of believing, of approaching life, your belief in life. So like it doesn't really matter what started what or like what leads to what. I think it doesn't matter as long as you are happy doing and thinking what you are thinking. So long as you don't harm others or like bring do bad things lah, or like break the law, just do whatever the freak you want.
Interesting answer.
In terms of religion lah, because religion is something that grounds us as human beings ma. Like I don't want to get too technical, but
interesting
like,
answer. Interesting yeah. answer. But why is Jesus at your Buddhist home?
I have yet to answer the fundamental question. Back to slapstick. No, I remember Mario was saying in the Telegram group, he said something like, oh, I keep refreshing the page to see the view count or something.
We crossed 100 views in one night.
Were you excited?
Maybe 500 of the views is just me refreshing. No, that video was like a hallmark. Like the first round of shooting that we had, I think our side, like, okay, because we split into two groups. Mm. One is your film and the other one is Ernie and I was part of the other four. And I thought whatever that we filmed on the day itself didn't quite make the cut as well as that film.
Yeah.
Wait. So your slapstick comedy one was the one that set the tone for
the entire channel. Yeah.
And the best part is during pitch, we heard the concept. We're like, okay, that's cool. It was funny.
Okay.
For me, I was expecting something different. But I wasn't expecting a burst out laughing.
Yeah, even though we know the joke, we see the joke coming.
Yeah.
Even though you know the joke's coming, you know what the joke really means, but it's still funny to watch it.
It was quite a good video.
I had my friends text me I remember they were like, what is this YouTube channel about? Then I'm like, what? Just watch the video, man. Like, it's only 10 seconds long. It's just, they were like, bro, that's it. Then I'm like, yeah. It's supposed to be lame. Then they asked me like, so you're proud that your videos are lame? Then I'm like, yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah, it's meant to be like lame, but like funny lame. So, I mean, that's at least the first few videos lah, especially the Lofeki one. So, Lofeki is our second video.
It's damn cool. That one is like...
Yeah, so like, so if you're listening, you still don't know what I'm talking about, please go subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Don't watch, I'm very embarrassed.
Lofeki is I took so much time to edit it.
I remember Lofeki is another team that y'all did. So my team didn't do Lofeki. But when I was watching Lofeki, I was like, holy crap, the production quality.
Thanks.
Holy crap, y'all had so many different shots.
That was one of the biggest shoot we had for the channel.
So coming from slapstick to Lofeki as our second video, I thought it was pretty a big contrast, but at the same time the tone of the comedy suits very well lah.
Now it's a bit of like an amalgamation of different styles and genres, but I think that's what the channel was trying to be initially, which is I think for me I thought the channel was also an opportunity for us to hone our filmmaking skills. So part of the reason why I wanted to start the channel is also to work with new people whom I've never worked with before. And the other part is also to continue experimenting in film techniques that you and I would not have been able to try in school because it might be too risky.
With big cameras, ma.
No, not big cameras. As in risky in the sense that, it might not make sense.
Mm. Oh, right.
So some of the videos were missed. Some of the videos were hit. But that is also part of the learning process, which is finding out what works, what doesn't work.
Yeah, so what works for 10,000 views?
Yes. No. Yeah.
Okay, now that you've talked a little bit about that, so now we know that comedy has a certain hit or miss thing. So we just keep releasing and releasing until we hit this magical video called Toilet Business. So if you don't know what Toilet Business, please go check it out. It's only like 10 seconds long.
But, no, it's not.
It's like 15 you know, seconds. Right?
30 seconds.
Okay, really? Yeah, I don't remember. Okay, but yeah, so Antian, so you come from a person of a very
pious background.
What's pious?
Like
religious, I think.
Really? Conservative, I guess. Or like you aren't really open as other people to more inappropriate
like content. Sneezing.
Sneezing is fine. Whatever is always the meaning behind it or the motivation.
Yeah.
What can be the meaning or motivation behind sneezing apart from relieving congestion? could you explain to me? I don't understand. I really don't understand.
The male and the female. Most typical is the male.
All right, don't need to explain in the podcast. This is
okay. But like, okay, why is it sensitive?
Why is it sensitive?
For you, like what beliefs that do you have, or like, why? Yeah, like how? What's going through your mind?
I mean, first of all, I'm a Christian. It's very normal if I'm sensitive to other things. It makes me uncomfortable. Mm. Why? I can give you a theological podcast in another session.
Ooh.
Yeah, but basically, yeah.
Okay, I understand.
But it's just sneezing.
Yeah, it's sneezing is fine. I told you it's always the purpose and meaning. Everything is the motivation.
Yeah, it's okay, I understand. Yeah. So when we were filming that Toilet Business video, right? Skylar, Dayan, and Mario were at my house. We were in my
sausage party.
Okay.
We were in my toilet filming that video, right? So Dayan was on the floor holding the camera. And then he was like, I'm rolling. Mario was like, okay, let me just do that.
I just shake the bottle. I'm just shaking a bottle off camera.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's so funny though, because it's only two shots. The entire video is like one shot, the setup, and the second shot, which is like the payoff.
Yeah.
And in that one cut, right, the comedy creates a never meaning. You know what? Okay, let's just move on.
You walk yourself into a trap that you cannot continue.
Yeah, it's interesting because Toilet Business, it's one of the most successful videos on our channel.
Yeah, incredible. I think you got noticed at the Oscars, man. Best shots.
Martin Scorsese approved.
Okay, let's talk about Toolbag. Why is our podcast named The Toolbag? Skylar.
it's because of a video we did. What is it called again? It's about a toolbag. Yes.
Yes.
So
we have an inside joke that we like each other.
No, that's from you only.
No.
One sided love.
It's not an inside joke.
Oh.
It's real.
Look
at the connection.
No.
Look at it.
I have.
Can you just look into each other's eyes?
This guy's gonna end up
electrifying.
Okay, no, but seriously, like because like me and Skylar are very similar sometimes in terms of how we talk and
you sound the same sometimes.
Do we sound the same?
Right.
Leave in the comment section and do we sound the same?
No.
Yes.
No. I disagree.
You know, if me, you start whispering into the microphone right now, right? Then people try to listen who is who.
I disagree.
Wait. You go I disagree and you go I disagree.
I disagree. No,
oh different. My god, it's the same voice.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, we because of this connection that we have, that we are seemingly close friends, then I guess people started to ship us together.
Wait, what do you mean by seemingly close?
You bring it all onto yourself.
You keep walking into traps, man.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, it's okay.
So now we know his true feelings with regard to Skyler.
But because of this connection, then I think people started to associate us, and then we are now
lover
podcast
boys.
Hosts.
/ lover boys.
Okay.
No.
Okay, okay. Anyways, if I were to give you guys like the final, if you have one like very important message to tell our white podcast listeners, what do you want to say? Like one very important message, or like one very important statement, or our supreme overlord.
I'm not supreme.
Okay, so for those of you who don't understand, supreme leader overlord is En Tian, because we bow down to her.
We have an inside joke
among the what the 8 members lah. We look to her as our leader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like Kim Jong Un to North Korea as she is to us.
Yeah, if you guys have one thing to say.
What is your decree, your majesty?
One thing to say is that I'm not the supreme overlord.
Mario.
Take drugs, drop out of school.
Okay, this is so disappointed.
Right?
But anyway, back to film lah. So like, because we're all film students and we make YouTube channel for fun, I just want to say thank you for watching lah. Thank you for listening if you are still listening.
If you're still listening, say lamb chop.
What?
I don't know, that's the first thing I thought.
Why lamb chop? It's so weird. But, yeah.
Shit, I'm hungry already.
Lamb chop.
I mean, it's 1 hour plus long really. Yeah. Thank you for coming, En Tian and Mario. And, how do we end it? I suck at ending podcasts. Wait, let me just figure out my notes.
Never planned.
Oh, never planned.
Never practiced.
So thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting us so far. And if you got anything to say, leave your comments in the comment section. Like, subscribe, whatever. I don't know.
Just say lamb chop.
Just say lamb chop.
Don't spit.
If you like it, then let us know. And if you got any suggestions, just drop the. We have an official what Gmail. Or what?
On Instagram, just
Instagram.
DM us.
Yeah, so where can you find us? Where can you find what?
It's called what's our handle? What is our handle? Yeah.
WHAT?
WAT
is our handle.
Yeah,
no space, right?
Yeah.
So that's our official Instagram. Please follow. Thank you. Any plans for TikTok? No. Okay lah.
We'll think about it and talk about it.
Right. Yeah.
Follow our socials and thank you for listening. Boy, Skyler, and anything else?
Okay, bye bye.